You're listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Monday, April the 8th, 2024. This is Naomi Segal with the top news at this hour. Sources in Jerusalem confirm progress has been made in negotiations in Cairo on a hostage release deal. According to Khan, they say that by tomorrow evening, it will become clear whether it will be possible to progress further. Sources involved in the discussions told Khan that mediator countries, the United States and Egypt, presented a new proposal with a new formulation regarding the return of Gazans to the northern part of the Strip, an issue that has been a main obstacle in the discussions. The wait now is for the Hamas response. According to the Egyptian sources, the Israeli troop pullback from the southern Gaza Strip this week, in the hours before the most recent round of talks in Cairo, was among steps taken that eased the way toward an agreement. Hamas has so far said there has been no progress in the discussions. 133 hostages are in captivity in Gaza. Some are no longer alive. Against the backdrop of the reported progress in the contacts on a hostage release and ceasefire deal and the recent IDF withdrawal of troops from Khan Yunis, Cabinet Minister Bezalel Smotrich called on the Prime Minister to immediately convene the expanded security diplomatic cabinet for a full update on the state of the ongoing war. In a letter to the Prime Minister, the head of the religious Zionist party said the only forum authorized to make fateful decisions during wartime is the expanded cabinet, but this is not how things are being run. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said that Prime Minister Netanyahu will not have a mandate to continue to be Prime Minister if he decides to conclude the war without a broad military offensive in Rafah in order to defeat Hamas. Opposition leader Yair Lapid wrote on the social media platform X that he reminds the Prime Minister, in the face of what he called his messianic coalition partners, the Yesh Atid party is prepared at any moment to provide a full safety net for a hostage release deal. We have more fingers than Ben-Gvir and Smotrich. The time has come to bring them home, he wrote. In the northern arena, alerts of a suspicious hostile aerial infiltration sounded a short while ago in Western Galilee communities. The Home Front Command subsequently said that the incident had concluded. The IDF overnight killed a senior field commander in Hezbollah's Rejwan force, who was responsible for the region around the Hajir Ramim Ridge. Two other terrorists were killed in the Israeli strike. Reports in Lebanon cited four fatalities in the strike. In the south, a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip landed in an open area near Kibbutz Re'im in the Gaza periphery. No injuries were reported. The rocket was fired from the area of Khan Yunis. No alert was sounded in line with policy. In the Jordan Valley, IDF forces this morning thwarted a stabbing attack at the Taisir roadblock. A Palestinian woman who approached the checkpoint refused to undergo a security check and pulled out a knife. The IDF forces opened fire and killed her. There were no Israeli casualties. Israeli security forces operating in Judea and Samaria overnight detained 11 wanted Palestinians. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has tapped Brigadier General Roman Goffman to be military secretary to the Prime Minister. He was chosen after consultations with the defense minister and the IDF chief of staff. He previously served as commander of the Tzelim base and was seriously wounded in battle in the Gaza periphery on October 7th. He will be promoted to the rank of Major General and succeed Major General Avi Gil, who is concluding a three-year term. At the Palmachim Israel Air Force Base, a new drone squadron has been inaugurated. The remote aircraft are equipped to carry out offensive and intelligence-gathering missions. Millions of people across North America are getting a chance today to experience a total solar eclipse visible from parts of Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The so-called path of totality will be visible from a 185-kilometer wide band that stretches diagonally from the western coast of Mexico through the U.S. and up to Canada's province of Newfoundland and Labrador. The weather outlook, rain spreading to the northern Negev. Tomorrow will be colder with local showers accompanied by thunderstorms in most of the country. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv and Haifa 20, Beersheba 26 and in Eilat going up to 28 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.